This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The worldwide number of cases of COVID-19 has now passed 18 million. That's the word from Johns Hopkins University, which tracks the number of cases, deaths, and recoveries globally. The global death toll now stands at 687,072. A New York Times survey of 270 U.S. colleges and universities has uncovered 6,600 COVID-19 infections among students and staff and 14 coronavirus-related deaths. Hundreds of the almost 1,000 schools the newspaper contacted did not reply to its questions. The statistics do not include numbers for the fall semester that has already started at some schools. The Times said the estimate is almost certainly an undercount. American educators are cobbling together a hodgepodge of plans on how best to protect students and staff from the virus. Some have taken all classes online, while others have a mixture of online and in-class learning. Venezuela's main opposition parties on Sunday pledged to boycott legislative elections scheduled for December 6th. The opposition parties say the election will be rigged by the ruling Socialist Party. The move was widely expected after a series of recent interventions by President Nicolas Maduro's government in the National Electoral Council and opposition political parties. The parties boycotted Maduro's 2018 re-election on similar grounds and now label him a usurper. But it nonetheless paves the way toward a loss of opposition control of the National Assembly, which could complicate the standing of Juan Guaido, recognized by dozens of countries as Venezuela's rightful president, due to his position as the Speaker of the Congress. The 27 parties pledging to boycott, including Guaido's parties, say Venezuela is undergoing a humanitarian crisis. VOA News. The Mexican army and state security forces have captured Jose Antonio Yepes, a prominent drug gang leader blamed for helping to fuel a major surge in violence in the country in recent years. That's according to authorities on Sunday. Widely known as El Maro or the Mallet, Yepes was captured in an operation carried out early on Sunday morning, according to the federal government and authorities in the central state of Guanajuato. The area is a flashpoint for gang violence. Indian police have arrested more than two dozen people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed scores of people in the northern state of Punjab. A senior officer told Reuters that the police conducted more than 30 raids on Sunday. The raids began last week when the victims started dying. Media accounts say more than 80 people have died from the illicit alcohol. However, police officer Rohan Lal told the Associated Press that 69 people have died from the bootleg liquor. Deaths from illegally produced alcohol are a common occurrence in India because many people cannot afford to buy legally produced alcohol. The foreign ministers of longstanding regional foes Iran and the United Arab Emirates agreed on Sunday they would strive to cooperate during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a video call during which they also exchanged greetings for the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan told his Iranian counterpart that strengthening bilateral cooperation was an important element in tackling the coronavirus. That's according to the UAE state news agency. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said in a tweet, it was a very substantive, frank, and friendly video conversation on COVID-19, as well as bilateral, regional, and global situations. Shiite Muslim Iran has long been at odds with U.S. Gulf Sunni Arabs allies, the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Tensions between Iran and the United States have been on the rise since 2018, when U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from an international nuclear deal with Iran and reimposed sanctions on the nation. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft, Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May. It was the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Here, Hurley and Behnken departed the International Space Station Saturday night. They awoke to a recording of their young children urging them to rise and shine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.